Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Finally today, this week WBUR is airing a special series on Alzheimer's disease. We're calling it Fade to Darkness, the Age of Alzheimer's.
It's an especially pressing issue now as America's 78 million baby boomers enter retirement age. One in eight of them is expected to develop Alzheimer's disease. This week on Radio Boston, we'll be following one of those baby boomers, Ralph Hergert.
Ralph lives in Somerville with his wife, Leslie. He's a former Baptist pastor. Ralph was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in May of 2009. But well before that, Ralph was already feeling the painful impact of memory loss. And now the disease affects every aspect of the couple's life together.
So this week, we will follow them through a day's routine. And we'll start in their kitchen with breakfast.
Do you have cereal?
Yes.
My name is Ralph Hergert, and what else do I need?
Your age.
I don't know. What is my age? 17, I think.
That's your spiritual age.
It's possible. Seriously, I don't know.
You're 64, and you're going to be 65 in December.
Oh, ho.
So say it again. Your name.
My name is Ralph Hergert, and what?
Your age.
64?
Yes. And my name is Leslie Hergert, and I'm 66.
She's much older than I.
See, he's not all that nice.
I gave up some of that.
You always said stuff like that. So you're going to Rogerson House today, and the ride is coming early.
Really? How early?
They're coming at 8.
Yeah.
Which could get you there at 8:30.
Mm-hmm. I have a very modest capacity for
the lists.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is a good way to say it.
But it's also very helpful to me, you know, because the beginning of the day becomes more real.
What do you do in the morning, you know, when you first get there?
Make sure that I know everybody's around, who's there.
There's no activity, right?
Not really, at least not that I think. So. That's our family, yeah.
I love that picture. You look like such a Baptist minister in your shorts.
Yeah.
Ralph was a wonderful preacher. He didn't write the whole thing out. He never did that. He would kind of write the beginning and the end and kind of go. And one sermon that he was giving, he kind of lost track of what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And he stopped in the middle of the sermon. I think it was before you had been diagnosed, but we knew that you had.
Something was going on.
And he stopped and said, I have a lot of memory problems. And just talked about it and then went back to it. And it was really wonderful. You did a wonderful thing with it because you were so open about it. And people like, we have an open prayer time. In the open prayer time, people celebrated him and it was nice. I mean, it was beautifully handled.
Yeah. People are very tender toward me, and I appreciate that.
I'm going to go. You'll call me when you get in. Do I have everything? Things change from year to year. A year ago, he could do things that he can't do now. Like, he can't do so many things alone, on his own. He still does the laundry, which is very wonderful, and I appreciate it.
Good.
But a lot of times I have to go downstairs and look at it.
Yeah.
Because he'll be confused about whether a load is going in or coming out, if it's going from the washer to the dryer. I mean, a lot of those things, there are a lot of different steps to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, a year ago he didn't have to ask me that. You know, tomorrow we're going to that party.
Very good.
If I were writing about it, I would write alternating chapters. You know, one chapter would be, this is really okay. It's not the worst thing that can happen to you. And the next chapter would be, this is horrible. You might not be able to deal with it. So, I mean, it's really up and down. Okay, bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, Annie.
Alzheimer's is a really disturbing thing to happen to people. It's always there. Even things that aren't not necessarily connected to the Alzheimer's stuff, there's always something that comes up out of that. And some of it's just, you know, as much as remembering saying something to somebody. Oh, yeah, you know, I didn't realize that was happening, this, and like that. Just losing what's happened over the course of a half a day. It's really a bad thing.
Ralph and Leslie Hergert at their home in Somerville. We are following the Hergerts through a day in their life with Alzheimer's disease. Tomorrow, we'll accompany Ralph to Rogerson House, where he attends a day program for people suffering memory loss.
Ralph and Leslie's story is produced by Radio Boston's Dan Mozzi and is part of WBUR's special series Fade to Darkness, The Age of Alzheimer's. There's much more on the series at WBUR.org.
And tomorrow on Radio Boston, as WBUR continues its special series, we will talk with one of the world's top Alzheimer's researchers on what scientists know and do not know about what causes the disease.
And she was called the commander of the student uprising in Tiananmen Square, Chai Ling, on her journey from China to Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.